They spoke of things, they warned, they admonished, they encouraged. So, you know, it was great for me. I don't know about you. I really enjoyed it. We need to do this more often, not just the fifth Sunday. We'll talk about that later. Tonight, I want to talk for just a few minutes because the time is about gone. It's kind of how we planned it is. Turn with me to Solomon. Song of Solomon, book we rather look at. We're going to look at chapter 2 and verse 15. And then we're going to go over into Matthew chapter 25. And then I'll sit down because we've had a long day already. Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. And then we'll begin in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. Song of Solomon 2:15 reads as such. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Now, why are we talking about this? One of the things I've learned in life is it's oftentimes the little things that make life hard or that make life better. You know, we're so big in a society about being and doing things to be notarized and be seen among men, but the older I get, the more I know how important it is to just take care of the little things, to do the little things. That's what really brightens life. Have you ever thought about sometimes when the world is spinning out of control, just slowing down and looking a little bit at God's nature, looking at a hummingbird, looking at a bee, and I know they sometimes get on our nerves, looking at how animals kind of frolic and are careless. Sometimes it kind of puts things in perspective. So we talk about this. I teach a sermon on this, a series of lessons on this called The Dangers of Little Foxes. But I'm also looking at this from a different angle today because it is the little things that we can do for one another that make all the difference in the world. It's not necessarily anything big, but sometimes we don't realize how just singing beside someone encouraging. Sometimes we don't realize how just a smile or a word of encouragement or they may can't do anything about the situation, but sometimes it's just good to know that they're there. They may can't solve your problems, but they can be there and let them know that they're there. And sometimes when we think about it, in our own minds, we say, well, that's really not anything that matters. But Christ says otherwise. Now turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. We're going to begin at verse number 31. Very familiar passage, but I think sometimes we miss some things here. So we're going to dig a little bit out of this, and I'll sit down, and the lesson will be yours, and we'll finish with the rest of our service this evening. It says this, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For when I was hungry, and ye gave me meat, and I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink, and I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and you clothed me, I was sick, and you visited me, I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungry and fed thee, or thirst and gave thee drink? When saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Life is short. It's brief. It flies by. One moment you'll be in the beginning of your life, then you'll be in your careers, and then you're in midlife, what we call midlife, and then you're in life's eve. The thing that matters, oftentimes, that'll make a difference in whether we're on the left or right, is the little things that we do for one another. You know, I'm the first to say that I can do a better job of it, but I think sometimes we get so absorbed in our own situations and problems and in our own lives, we forget how important we are to one another. We ought to be truly important. The Bible says we're members of one another. The New Testament tells us we're members one of another. Maybe to make the world that we live in, the community that we live in, the household we live in, just decide to do something little quote unquote little, but it's not really little. We just saw here that Christ says it's going to have a bearing on whether he separates you to the left or to the right. He didn't say anything about big things. He didn't say anything about conquering nations. He didn't say anything about winning 50,000 souls to Christ, but he did say, when you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. That's an opportunity for us as Christians to do good, Lord, nice, great acts of kindness on Christ's behalf each and every day. I wonder how often do we take advantage of it. I wonder how often do we think about maybe your smile or your words of encouragement, how we can help somebody to make it another day. I wonder how we think about maybe a phone call is what somebody needs to break up a terrible place they're in when all they've known is pain and anguish and those things that sometimes take our minds away from it. You'd be surprised of how God uses us, just that desire to help somebody along the way. You know, many times in my life, you know, someone has come to me and said, you know what, you don't know what you did for me that day. And I'm like, what did I do? And you just gave me a kind word and said, you can make it and hang in there. Now, I was just doing it because of who I was, but we never, sometimes never know the impact that we have on one another. And all it takes is just deciding to do the little things. Because you read in Song of Solomon 2:15, it's often little things that spoil relationships. When you think about relationships, it is not oftentimes the big stuff that gets us. It's the little foxes that crawl up under our fence and ruin our harvest. So that's why we always have to be on guard. When you think about using the example of a vineyard during biblical times and in the land of Jerusalem, they oftentimes had a fence, but the fence was high, but it had big gaps in it. So it kept the big foxes out. But the little ones are the ones that came in and ate the tender grapes. So they didn't have a harvest because they didn't take care of the little foxes. Maybe look around in your life and see what little foxes you've not dealt with. The ones that are eating away at your joy and your peace. The ones that are eating away at your relationships. The ones that are eating away at your friendships. The ones that are eating away at making us really shine as lights in this world of darkness. It's not often the big things, it's the little things. Think about that for a moment. The ones who inherit life, according to Matthew chapter 25, verses 30 through 40, are the ones who have done the little things for their brethren. They fed hungry brethren. They given drink to thirsty brethren. They clothed brethren who without clothes. They visited sick brethren. They visited imprisoned brethren. You know, one of the things that we can test, the ways that we can test ourselves, according to 2 13 and 5, is that basically we can look and see whether we're doing the little things in our everyday lives. Everybody has a life. Everybody has responsibilities. But make no mistake about it, God still is going to grade us on the little things. God is still going to grade us on what we do for the least of these, my brethren. And it doesn't have to be anything monetarily. Sometimes we say, well, I don't have that. But a word of encouragement goes a long way. A prayer for someone, even on their behalf, goes a long way. We can do a lot of things to really do, cause these little things to be added up in heaven, to be on our ledger, so to speak, in heaven. Because I see it the way God sees it, according to this scripture. Yes, we do the great things. But what about the little things? Do we leave those undone and untaken care of in relationships that we have? Do you stop doing the little things for one another? Because oftentimes that's what ruins it. You know, sometimes I talk to couples and say, I don't know how in the world we got to this place that we really don't like each other. We really don't get along. But go back and look at the little things. Go back and examine those. And I guarantee you, you'll allow some little foxes under your fence. You allow some things to take away what's most important. You allowed little fights and disagreements to go way longer than they should. You allowed sometimes things between brethren to get out of hand when somebody, a kind word is not said or somebody's angry and upset. Sometimes the little foxes grow up to be big foxes, and then we really got a problem. Because not only in a vineyard do they eat grapes, but they also can kill all your harvest. But you got to deal with the little foxes in life. Bringing this lesson in and close. Thinking about just the little fox of song service that we had tonight. You know, what an encouragement it was to sing the songs that we had. And sometimes, oftentimes, when we don't really focus on songs, I don't know about you, but I'm just being honest. Sometimes we just kind of just mumble the words a little bit. But think about what we went through tonight. We had a chance to slow down and think about, as Chad said, some of the encouraging words that we sing to one another. That's beautiful. We're going somewhere together, and that's awesome. So don't ever neglect the little things in your life, because usually they'll turn out to be big things. And that's oftentimes that eats God's harvest in our life. It's not the big things. It's not the things that we take care of. It's not those things, but it's oftentimes the little things. Sometimes in a negative sense, it's an unkind word you said to someone that really bothered them that you never dealt with. Sometimes you've done something to hurt somebody's feelings and you know it, but pride keeps you from apologizing. Sometimes it's just being aware that somebody else exists and the whole world is around you that makes a difference. It's the little things in life that sometimes get us down. It's the little things that we're going to be judged on according to Matthew chapter 25, verses 30 through 40. So make it from this point on to pay attention to the little things in your life, because if not, they turn out to be big things. These same little foxes that we read of in Song of Solomon 2:15 are the same thing that ruin a great harvest. These same foxes in life, using that as an example, will ruin whatever harvest God has for us in our life. You know, the little things that we don't think about, oftentimes the things that come back to bite us. You know, just talking about sports, and as I close this down, you know, one of the things that we always try to teach and always try to focus on when I'm teaching kids is fundamentals. Right footwork, head placement, hand placement. And you'd be like, how in the world is that possible? Why is it so important to have these things? Because when you do the little things right, everything else will take care of itself. So you learn sometimes, even in life, because I'm not one, I'm a scatterbrained person. You know, I've had to do stuff over 4 or 5 times because I didn't take the time to read the directions. Put something together, got screws left over, and I'm like, well, they must have put them in there in case something fell off. But that's not the way it is. They don't do that. They waste money doing that. It was probably somewhere that's needed that I left off. I'm telling you, I don't like to read directions. I think I can do it, and then I mess it up and got to do it again. Anybody who's in my family knows that's the case. I'm going to mess something up. I'll figure it out sooner or later, but it took me 4 times as long if I just read the directions the first time. So I'm learning to do better with that. I'm learning to do better with those situations in my life because I'm very scatterbrained and think big, and sometimes it's the little foxes that get on and make my life a little miserable. But think about those things as we go to every day. Include them in your prayers. Find something little that folks consider little to do for somebody, and you'll be surprised at what it does. You'll be surprised at the effect that we can have on the lives of others. What must we do to be saved? We must hear the gospel, believe what we have heard, repent of our sins, confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, be baptized for the remission of our sins, place us into Christ Jesus, makes us new creatures. But from time to time,